That's right. Don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot, better known as Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, with you on another Jumbo Braille program here only on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that can be felt, saying welcome one and welcome all to our special Thanksgiving service here tonight on the Jumbo Braille program, and saying happy Thanksgiving to one and all, especially our surrounding city and states, and our countries near and far, and especially to those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation. Tonight we'll be taking, once again, your prayer requests, prayer praises, questions, comments, and any of those good things, because once again in the house we're going to have Brother Quick with us tonight. And like I told him, hey, we had the bird today, we had all the trimmings to go with it for the physical food, but tonight, Brother Quick, we are looking for the spiritual turkey and gravy and all the trimmings tonight. In the spiritual realm, we want you to give us a good meal tonight, and got all the way to 11 o'clock, so be sure, don't skimp on the meal. Hey, we're looking even for some good pumpkin pie in amongst of all of it. Amen. So right now, who do we got with us, Ruth? Who do we got with us? We hear Emily.
We got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost Band of Angels. We have you, Sister Emily, and looks like her dad. We have Brother Quick, and we have two mystery callers.
Okay. Just give the area code and first numbers of the callers, Ruth.
616-263, and the other one was 231-307.
Okay. If you callers do wish to join in, just press the number one. We'll open your mics as we get ready to take any requests first before Brother Quick gets into his message. Just press the number one, and we'll open your mics, you two extra callers there. All right, and Brother Quick, we're going to get to you very shortly, but Emily, we'll start with you. Do you have any requests tonight?
For my mom and the patients up there at Eisenberg Rehab, the staff, first responders, and all staff at any nursing and rehabilitation facility, also for myself as a special unspoken. Also
okay.
For Pop.
Okay. We got that. And Ruth, we're going to take some from you.
Oh, I'm just praying for my fibromyalgia, but it is getting better since I've been taking the muscle relaxer. Dr. Kist's treatment of the laser helped also. So I'm probably going to be back to my old self pretty soon.
All right. And, of course, Brother Quick knows our prayer request for the blind ministry about the bus and just for us in general to stay closer to God. So did our other callers decide to press the number one, Ruth?
Not so far, but they might later on.
Okay. Well, we, of course, will be taking requests or questions at the end of the show. So for right now, we're going to turn it over to Brother Quick and let you get into our message, and you can pray over these requests at the same time, Brother Quick.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving Day to everyone that's listening, in America at least, because this is our Thanksgiving Day, November the 25th, always comes around every year. And around our house, I always tell my boys, well, happy Turkey Day to you. And I try to get away with that. One time, my middle son said, we're not eating turkey today, Dad. We're having some ham. I said, well, happy Ham Day to you then. So, but this is a day of Thanksgiving that we as a nation can reflect back on, and especially we Christians can reflect back on, because it means a whole lot more to us than what it does to the world. Well, before we start, let me open with prayer, and we'll get these prayer requests going and ask the Lord for some help tonight. Our Father, thank you for these prayer requests that have come in already, asking that you be with Miss Emily, with her unspoken, and her mom that lives in the nursing home, around the nursing home folks, and for all those first responders. They are so busy, and they don't never understand what it is that they're going to get into from one day to the next, and we pray for them all of the time ourselves. We pray for every cop in this nation, because that's a rough job to have in this day and age. And we just ask the Lord to put his hand of protection upon them. And then, Lord, we're asking that you'd be with Ruth with her health praise. And thank you that she can praise you, because there is a difference in what she was having to put up with. She went to the doctor. The doctor has been able to help, praising the Lord for that, and we thank the Lord for that. And then for this bus ministry, for the blind ministry that Brother Ken wants to be able to get out into the areas of blind people and get the gospel to them. And that's just a request that remains on our heart all the time. So we're asking now that you just be with us this night. Help me as I preach the word of God. I'm asking that you'd give me that fresh filling of the Spirit and lead me in everything that I say, everything that I put forth to these people. And I'm asking that you just help the sinners that are listening tonight, help them to listen for their own sake. Because if they're still a sinner without Christ, still on their way to hell, they need to understand there is hope. There is hope for them. but it takes them repenting of their sin before you and asking you to come in and be their Savior. And that's exactly what it takes. And we're asking that you just minister unto their hearts this night. Now be with us and help us, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanksgiving. Being thankful before all. Only those of us who have been born again can know what it means to be thankful before all. You see, being thankful is a spiritual sacrifice to us. Now, there are many people that don't know Christ. They don't know what it means to be thankful. They'll grumble and gripe here on Thanksgiving Day. They've been grumbling and griping, and nothing is right with them, and nothing's right with anybody else around them. And you can't tell them about the Lord because they don't want to hear anything about that, because everything is just backwards to them. Well, it's going to be backwards until they trust Christ to save their soul. But you see, we've been dealing for several weeks on the subject of ye must be born again. And then two or three weeks ago, I changed directions a little bit, and now we're dealing with the subject of growing up in God's grace. There are many that listen to me, and I understand this, trusted Christ as your personal Savior, but you need some meat to grow on. Brother Ken said that he wants meat and potatoes in this meal today. Well, Lord willing, that's what he'll get. Amen. But you see, he knows the Lord. He knows Christ. And he knows what it means to grow in grace. And I've known Ken for a long time, and I know that he's done a whole lot of growing since he left this area and moved up to where he's at now. He has done a whole lot of growing in the Lord, and I'm glad to know about that. But you see, this thankfulness has such meaning to us. After all these weeks, I want to deal with you now on this subject of growing up in God's grace. You see, I remember the night when God saved me. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget how it was that God brought conviction to my heart, made hell such a reality to me. I'll never, ever forget that. And if you know Christ as your personal Savior, you'll never forget that time when you trusted Christ either. Amen. That's just one of those things that we've really got something to be thankful over, because we know what it means to be thankful in the Lord, because we know where it was that we were headed before God came by and put us under conviction and slowed us down and put us under enough conviction as to where we were willing to listen to the preacher. Amen. You see, I remember how I had nothing that night to offer the Lord except me. That's all I had. And when I first started praying to the Lord, I was so filled with fear. But before I got done praying, that fear had changed into the greatest joy I had ever experienced in all of my days. And yet to this day, I still experience that same joy. I remember how starting out that first night, my fears were changing and disappearing. Well, you know, that's only Bible, because in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, we read these words, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Let me talk to you just for a minute on this verse. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." It's not that you're going to become a new creature. It's not that you're going to grow into a new creature. You become a creature at that instant. And all things, all the old things are passed away. You get up off your knees and you get out, and you can't be around that old crowd anymore. First of all, they don't want you around them because they know there's been a big change in you. And you see, that's what this verse is talking about. "Behold, all things are become new." What are those things that have become new? Well, for example, a heart full of thankfulness. God could have left each one of us just dangle off until our life ended and we ended up in the devil's hell. God could have done that. But God loved us too much. God loved us too much. You see, no matter what I'm facing in life, no matter how rotten my days may be, no matter how it is that I have such terrible times at night sometimes, whenever I remember that night that God saved me, I have a fit of thankfulness all over again. What about you? If you really know Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior, you have that same fit of thankfulness every time you start to get down and the Lord comes by and reminds you that you're born again now. You're a child of God. You've got all the help that you need in heaven. All you got to do is cry out because the Lord is there waiting to hear from us. That's just how it is. You see, I found some verses of scripture this afternoon. Psalms 116 and verse 16a. It says, O Lord, truly I am thy servant. You see, I realized that when I got up off my knees from trusting Christ as my personal Savior, I knew that there'd been a change in my heart. I knew there'd been a big change in my heart because all of those old things had disappeared. All of those old things were gone. They were gone. That's it. They were gone. And I knew that I had a new servitude. I had a new master, and I was the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ from there on. Well, you know, that's how it is. When God saved me, that was the first time that I really knew what it meant to be thankful. Well, I remember, and I'm thankful for the church house. Are you? Listen to me. God made me aware of my need of salvation in the church house. Preaching of the Word of God that brought such conviction to my heart. It was the preaching of the Word of God that made hell so real. It was the preaching of the Word of God that opened up my eyes and opened up my heart to the Lord. It was in the church house. The church house has some really sweet meanings to me. Not only was that where I was saved, it was in the church house when I met my wife-to-be. Oh, yeah, we met in the church house. And 3 years later, we got married in the church house. Amen, amen. I remember our wedding day. I don't think there had been that many people in that church house before or since. But that church house was packed out full. People came, they wanted to see us get married, and they saw us get married, amen. And here, 55 years later, we're still married, amen. We're just not going to change anything because we know what the Lord has done for us. You see, we became servants of the Lord when we trusted Christ to be our Savior. We became servants of the Lord. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, that verse 17 says, and will call upon the name of the Lord. That's the privilege that every born-again child of God has. We have that privilege of being able to offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. We have a God in heaven that waits to hear from us every time when we pray. We're not in his way. We're not in his way, not in the least little bit. He's expecting to hear from us. Amen. Oh, listen to me. I remember how thankful I am to the church house. Oh, by the way, God called me to preach in the church house. Isn't that amazing? I'll never forget the pastor of the church. He wasn't our pastor at that time, but he was our friend. And he preached the Word of God hard that Sunday morning. And God had put me under such conviction. And my wife had nudged my arm trying to go to the altar. And I was froze so much I couldn't let her out. But the second time that she nudged me, The Spirit of God melted my heart, and both of us made our way to the altar weeping like little babies because we were trusting Christ for exactly what it was that he was calling us to do. Oh, listen now. God continually speaks to me when I'm in the church house. I love going to the church house, whether I'm preaching or not. God has spoken to me when I've been preaching at times. Oh, hallelujah. That's been some really good times, I want you to know. But when I'm not preaching and I go to the preacher, to the church house and listen to the preaching of the Word of God, God still speaks to me even at those times. Well, there's another thing. God has touched my ailing body and brought healing to my body several times in the church house. The church house is so important to the child of God. You need to have a home church, and you need to have a home church where you attend every time there's a service. Amen. Amen. That's the truth. You see, Jesus gave his life to purchase we, the saved church family. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25 says this, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That's the only way we can get saved, because Jesus died in our place. He paid every sinner's sin debt when he died on Calvary's tree. Every sinner's sin debt from the days of Adam and Eve right up until this day. And he'll keep right on a paying every sinner's sin debt that ever is conceived in this world. Their sin debt is paid, but they need to come to Christ, repent of their sin, and trust him to become their Lord and Savior. That's the only way you're going to get out of that mess. That's it. I'm telling you now. You see, Jesus is going to return one of these days to take we, the church, back home. Oh, listen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17 says this, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to me, sinner. That right there, that promise right there should be enough to put conviction on your heart tonight and want you to join in with us and know that you're going to get out of this. That's the only way we're going to get out of this world, is trusting Christ, because one of these days, Jesus is going to come. There's going to be a shout. The only one's going to hear that shout is the saints of God. There's going to be a trump blow. The only ones that's going to hear that trump blow is the saints of God. That's the only ones. And according to Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 1, I believe we're going to hear exactly what John heard. He heard a voice say, come up hither. Come up hither. And that's exactly what the shout is going to be for us. Jesus is going to holler out, come up hither. And he's going to get us out of this mess called the world and take us on home to be with him. Oh, listen to me. Isn't it wonderful to have that kind of a thought, to have that kind of a knowledge that that's what's going to happen? It's wonderful. And it brings such thanksgiving to the saint of God, every one of us that's saved, when we start thinking about the fact that Jesus is going to come and get us out of this mess and take us home, that brings a whole lot of thankfulness to our heart. It brings so much thankfulness to my heart that I'm all the time looking for a lost person that I can stop and talk to about the Lord and trust, help them to trust Christ as our own personal Savior. That's what it's all about. That's how we serve the Lord right there. Well, listen to me. I remember that God saved me by faith. He didn't save me by works. He saved me by faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and verse 9 says this, for by grace are ye saved through faith. Oh, hallelujah. Not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Verse number 9 says, not of works, lest any man should boast. I've heard a whole lot of people stand and try to boast, tell how they were so proud to be going home to be with the Lord. I mean, they just stand there and just brag and all that kind of stuff. And I don't even want to hear that, because it's a humbling thing to know that God sent his only begotten Son to this earth to come and pay my sin debt and to rescue me out of a devil's hell. That's humbling to me. It's a humbling thing to know that. I can't go around bragging about that, because I haven't done anything for my salvation, not of works, lest any man should boast, verse number 9 says. Oh, I'm glad that verse of Scripture is in the Word of God. I'm thankful to remember that God has told me how to live. Oh, listen to this verse, Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Listen to it. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. Here's the rest of that verse. For the just shall live by faith. Wow. When God saved me, I didn't have anything to offer the Lord. All there was there was me, a dirty old sinner. And God came by, throwed conviction on my heart, turned me to the Lord Jesus. And I remember how I cried out to the Lord to save my soul. I remember before I got up off my knees that I knew something had happened inside. I knew it. I knew it. There was no doubting about it. I knew that God had come by and saved my soul. Oh, listen, he saved me by faith. He didn't save me by works. He saved me by faith. Well, you know, Proverbs chapter 3 says this. We're talking about a thankful heart. Listen to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, verse 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Wow. That is a promise that I have been going on for over 60 years. For over 60 years I have trusted the Lord every day that he's going to direct me every day. He's going to watch over me every day. He's going to do that thing because he's promised that to me. He's promised it to me. Well, you see, I am as thankful for my salvation as I am for how God has instructed me to live, because the relationship that both build between me and the Lord, living by faith, being saved by faith, all that builds a relationship with my Lord like nothing else in this world can do. I'm just so thankful. Yes, being born again gives me a new life to live. It gives you a new life to live. And you need to understand there's responsibilities attached to you and me, born again living. There's great responsibilities. And yet we can do it as long as we trust the Lord. Amen and amen. Oh, listen, I'm so thankful that every time I make any money, even if it's just a dollar, I owe the Lord a tenth of it. That's what comes to him. That's not something that I just have to do. That's something that I have to do because that's what God requires of me. Oh, Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 10 and 11, listen to it. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. That's the first verse. Listen to the next verse, verse number 11. He says, and he shall destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, listen, these are promises that are given to the child of God. Let me read those two verses to you again one more time. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall destroy the fruits of your ground, and neither shall he your vine cast her fig before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. He's going to take care of us if we give him that tank, that tenth. If we give him that tenth, you see, we haven't given God a penny until we give him more than 10%, because 10% is what he always already requires of every one of us. It's a requirement of his. It says, bring ye all the tithes, every tenth of what you earn, bring it into the storehouse. And the storehouse in the Old Testament happens to be the church house in the New Testament. Amen. You see, we have a responsibility to take the tithe into the church house. Give it when the offering is taken up. Give it to them. And don't feel bad about it, because you're just giving God his money, his own money. That was money that he gave you the strength to go out and earn, and you're giving him back a tenth of it. That's not so bad. I don't think that's bad at all. Amen. You see, being born again helps us to live a thankful life. I'm talking about when I earn money, I'm thankful to give God back his tenth. It already belongs to him anyhow. I'm thankful to my God who faithfully stands by me to cause, and I'm thankful to my God who faithfully stands beside me because I give my tithes unto him. And I'm glad to be able to give an offering unto him on top of that tenth. I'm glad to be able to do that. I refuse to keep my thankfulness to myself. I'm going to share it every day wherever I may go. And everyone that I'm around, if they'll just stop and listen, I'm going to share this thankfulness that God has put in my heart. I'm going to do that. If you have a problem with being thankful, got news for you, friend. If you have a problem being thankful, you need to find yourself an altar someplace where you can stop and spend some time with the Lord God and find out why it is that you're having a problem with it. Amen. Amen. I'm not kidding. I'm telling you the truth. Being born again will definitely give one a thankful heart and will certainly grow us in the right direction. Isn't that amazing? That is always amazing to me how it is that God always keeps me going in the right direction, always keeps me going the way I should be going, always keeps me growing like I'm supposed to be growing, always does that. These are things that I don't have to worry about because God's got them all in line. He's got them all under his control, and he's got them right where I need them every time I turn around to be a born-again child of God. That's how it is to be a born-again child of God who's learning what it's like to grow up and grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ that he gives us. Amen. But you know, I know I'm talking to people all around this nation, all around this world. You don't know Christ as your personal Savior. You don't know him. There is no peace in your heart. There is no thankfulness in your heart. Listen to me. You need to stop. You need to listen. You need to find a place where you can just bow before the Lord. Tell him how much you're a sinner. Tell him how much you have sinned. He already knows anyhow. Tell him about the burden that you're carrying. He already knows anyhow. And plead with him to come and save your soul. And I promise you, before you get up off your knees, it's going to be just like me. You're going to know that the Spirit of God has moved in. You're going to know that you're born again. And that's just what I want to know about. I want to know about those of you who have trusted Christ. I want to know about that because that will encourage me and that will help me in my growth. I've been growing for the Lord now for a whole lot of years. There's still a whole lot more growth to go in. Amen. I'm glad for that. You see, I don't never get so big as to where I don't need the Lord. No, 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 no. That's not an that's not a possibility. That is an impossibility, because I need the Lord every step, every day, every moment, every day. I need the Lord every step, every night, every moment, every night. I need the Lord by my side, and he's always right there waiting for me to take up. Well, listen, I hope that I blessed you tonight. I hope that I have helped you to understand a little more about being thankful. I hope I've helped you to understand what it means to be thankful unto the Lord. I hope that I have helped you to do that. I hope that I have helped you to give you a little bit of growing in your soul again this night. You're never going to get to where you don't grow anymore, not unless the Lord just takes you on home. Amen. Well, listen, you're here. You're listening to me. The Lord has not taken you home yet. You're listening to me. If you've never trusted Christ, I would plead with you that you would do business with God this night. I would plead with you that you do that. And we'll thank you for all that you do. Brother Ken is going to be playing a song for us. He plays this song. I'm going to be praying, and I'm going to ask the Lord to help each one of us to do exactly what we need to be doing. Our Father, thank you so much for this time again to be the Word of God, and for these that have listened to me this night. I'm asking that you'd help each one of us to grow as we need to. Help each one of us to do as we should. Help each one of us do not know Christ. Help everyone to stop listening. Trust Christ this time. And we'll sure enough thank and praise you for all that you do. Those requests that people will have, the Lord will quickly and take them in until we can get them wrote down. Pray for them this week. Well, thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
was a good messenger, Brother Quick. And would you please give your address so that people could write you with any questions, prayer requests, or comments?
I'm glad that you brought that up. I got to eating turkey this afternoon, and I guess it just kind of slipped my mind that I was supposed to do that. Our address is 1122 Church Street, and that's Waycross, Georgia, 31501. And we're here in the United States of America. 1122 Church Street, Waycross, that's one word, capital Waycross, Georgia, 31501, USA. And I'll be glad to take any prayer requests that you'll send me, and we will most assuredly be praying for you on that end.
Amen. Also, for those that wish to contact us via email, and I can send it on to Brother Quick, if you wish to use the email option, you can send me an email at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, the letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, King, like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. Once again, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. Just put in your subject line question or comment for Brother Quick, Q-U-I-C-K, and just refer in your, obviously, refer your question or comment to Brother Quick in the body of your email, and then I will pass that on to Brother Quick. I'll just print it out and send it off to him, and then he will get back to you. And then if it's an email, obviously he could get back to me, and then I could send the reply back to you. That would be very easy to do. And for those of you out there that wish to keep shows like this on the air, you got two options to sow your seed here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, either PayPal. For you PayPal users, you go to PayPal and enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. And for you Cash App users, you enter $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter the dollar amount of your love gift, no matter how big or small, is greatly appreciated. We here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very much, and as Brother Quick has said, God will richly bless you for your love gift. Amen. And Brother Quick, just letting you know, coming up, we're not sure the exact date of it, but you may be interested. When you get a break here coming up, we are planning, okay, you've heard of the songwriter P.P. Bliss. Right?
What was that again?
You've heard of the songwriter P.P. Bliss, right?
I have not heard of him, no.
In your hymn books, that like he wrote, It Is Well With My Soul?
Okay.
Well, believe it or not, in 1876, that was the song that was found on the train that wrecked right here in Ashtabula, Ohio, where my wife and I live.
All right.
And we are going to be doing a special program or programs, depending on how long it takes us to go through the thing, and we're going to be actually talking about that train disaster that happened here in Ashtabula and how P.P. Bliss was on that train and how he had passed away on that train wreck.
All right.
So when we get ready to do that, we'll let you know, because I thought you might be interested in that program.
All right.
So, all right. Ruth, do we got the mics open there? And who do we got with us?
I'm on the way.
Okay. All right, Ruth, while you're getting in there, what do you think of the message? Ruth, you're muted.
I said a beautiful message, and also I love the music, too.
All right. It definitely got my turkey and gravy for the night, spiritually. So we definitely got it tonight.
Amen.
Yep, you didn't disappoint me. It turned out real good, Brother Quick.
Yeah, yep, Sister Emily wants to speak also.
Who'd you say, Rue?
Sister Emily's here, too.
Okay, did you get her mic open?
Yes.
Okay, Emily.
Hey, Brother Quick, I got a good one for you.
All right, tell me.
You know, at the beginning of the program where you were talking about how you always tell your kids Happy Turkey Day?
Right.
Well, if you would have told that to me just to be funny, I would have looked back at you and said, well, gobble, gobble.
All right.
Brother Quick.
I'm here.
Okay. Also, I was going to ask you to be praying for my mom. Yesterday, she went to reach for one of those tables like they have at the hospital. She was sitting in a wheelchair. She fell out forward. She's got a knot on her head. She's got a bruise and a cut on her nose.
Good gracious.
Like I told my mom. Dad just asked my mom because she's on my phone while I'm on Dad's. And Dad being funny with her goes, hey, Mary Jo, do you need a crash helmet?
I hear you.
No, you won't.
And Brother Quick, my son years ago nicknamed my mom Penguin. So do you know what my son came up with this morning?
What's that?
My son turned around. He made a comment about my mom. I forget what he said now. But I told him, I said, Donnie, you know if Granny be here, she goes, thank your butt. He goes, well, that won't hurt much because all penguins got are flippers and they'll just sting a little bit.
Oh, my God.
I said, yeah, let your granny be here and you're going to get it. He goes, ha ha, she's up there and I'm down here.
Well, all right, Em. Just questioned, do you have any questions or comments on the message?
No, he got me stuffed spiritually tonight.
All righty. Well, tonight, Em, we're going to give you the privilege of closing us in prayer after that good stuffed message. You got a couple good pieces of pumpkin pie in amongst that. So, yep, you want to give us a closing prayer, and then we're going to be out of here tonight.
Hey, we had our sweet potato pie, too.
That's right.
I better behave being I got Mom on the other phone. I'll get in trouble.
Yeah, and I messed up this year. I had my turkey a little late, so we're still waiting to eat some of that yet.
All right. Well, go ahead, Em.
All righty. Lord, I thank you for this broadcast. I ask everything that was said and done here was pleasing in your sight. I pray for that soul nearest hell, Lord, that you would convict them, give them the conviction they need to reel up the white flag, surrendering, saying, I yield, I yield. And Lord, I also ask you for Brother Quick and his wife to be with them as they minister as they do, and be with us as we minister as we do. It's all in your name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And for Brother Six Eyes and the whole team here at the Success Radio Network. We just want to remind you of tomorrow night's program at 9 p.m. Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang Show, where you get Bible College on the air with no homework. Want to invite you, 9 p.m. tomorrow. And then, of course, open programming Saturday. And then, of course, the Sunday Gospel Show at 1 p.m. Check out all the programming right here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. And don't forget, you can also download through Apple Podcasts or any podcast if you got a smartphone. Just go to your podcast, click the upper, type in Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, Radio, R-A-D-I-O. And then when you find it, you just click on the upper right thing to subscribe, and you'll have all the shows, including this one, and you'll never miss having it again. Amen. So for all of us here, we want to say God bless, good night, and don't overstuff yourself, because God would expect you to be temperate in all things. Amen.
Amen. Everybody have a good sleep.